Shavua Tov and a good Vach, Rabotai. It is Motzei Shabbat. We just counted the 22nd day of the Omer. We are continuing in the Mishnah Yomi, in the second Perek of Shvi'it, at the third Mishnah. Now recall, the first Perek of Shvi'it was about plowing a stay ilan, a field of trees, Erev Shvi'it, right before the Shemitah year. And now in the second Perek, we're seeing what we can do in other fields, a stay lavan, a grain or legume field, up until Rosh Hashanah. And we're continuing listing some activities that are rabbinically prohibited on Shemitah itself, and therefore they're allowed the entire Erev Shemitah, the entire sixth year, up until Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Gimel, Misoklin ad Rosh Hashanah. We can, sokel is stones, like skila. We can remove stones from the field until Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'it. Mekarsin, Mizardin. Now, Mekarsin is pruning dead branches, and Mizardin is thinning by cutting off live branches, thinning the canopy of a plant so the rest of the branches will grow stronger. Mefoslin, and mefoslin is removing decayed or rotting parts of a plant. Ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. Again, these are rabbinically prohibited items during Shemitah itself, so they're allowed the entire year Erev Shemitah. Rabbi Shua Omer, he has a interesting take on this. Kizrudza chivsula shel chamishit kach shel shishit. He says, what's going on is when you're thinning out branches or you're removing decaying branches or dried out branches, these are branches that grew in the fifth year. You're removing them in the sixth year. So too, these branches that grew extra or grew and then rotted in the sixth year, you could even remove them on the seventh year. So this is a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua is saying a chiddush that because the problem started the year before, you could even do this on Shvi'it itself. And Rabbi Shimon adds, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kozman she'ani rashai bevodat ilan, rashai ani befisulo. It says, as long as you are allowed to do other things on the tree, like we saw in the first parak, plowing around the tree so the water would seep in better, you can do fisulo, you can remove decaying, dried out parts of the tree, you can remove those. But once you're not allowed to work on the tree, we saw it was a machlokis beishamai beisilo, according to the first version, we had the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Rabban Gamliel later said, up until Rosh Hashanah. So he's saying, Rabbi Shimon is saying, like the first version, as long as you could plow, you could do these other things to the tree as well. But according to the version where you can't plow after Shavuot, you wouldn't be able to remove these dried branches or decaying parts as well. Mishnah Dalid, Mizohamin et netiot, you can do zuhama to netiot. And the Mefarshim say that's either to, if the bark is peeling off, they would smear manure, and which has a zuhama. Zuhama is an odor, onto the tree to protect it, to put something moist on the tree to protect it because the bark is peeling off. Zuhama could also mean you put some sort of oil there that has a smell that insects don't like a pesticide. It's another taich what that means. Korchin otan, you can wrap something around the trees to protect them when it's too hot or too cold. The kotmin otan, or put ketoma, put ashes on them. It'll help them to retain their moisture. Usnahem botim, and make houses for your trees. We saw Yaakov Avinu, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, had the chiddush of making houses, making sukkot for his animals to protect them when it was too hot or too rainy. So too, you could make for even your trees. So Baruch Hashem, you can protect your trees. Umashkin otan, and you can water them ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik Omer, af mashke hu et hanof b'shvi'it. Even during Shvi'is itself, you could water them with a shinui. You could water them on the nof, like har nof. The nof is like the canopy, the top of the tree. It's not the normal way to water them. It's like a shinui. So it's like sometimes things are not permitted the normal way, but with a shinui, doing it the wrong way. And here too, he's saying that watering from the top down is not normal. So he would allow it on Shemitah itself, aval lo etza ikar, but watering at the base of the plant where it's normal would not be allowed on Shemitah. Shkoyach Rabbosai.